Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of the greater qualities of the believers abstain from useless things. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. So this wastage happens in about three ways. Sometimes wastage in wealth that we all know about. And we're all concerned about wastage in wealth. But there's a wastage in time as well. Then there's wastage in energy as well. So these are three ways of wastage. Time, wealth, and energy. And about wastage, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيْطَانِ and لَا تُسْرِفُوا. There's two verses in the Quran showing us the consequence of wastage. One is the one that wastes, Allah says, I don't like him. Straight. لا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. Imagine you come home and your wife has to see you, but I don't like you. Whatever service I'm supposed to be rendering, I render the service, but I don't love you. She sees you for the second time and third time. How do you feel? Do you feel appreciated? Do you feel welcome in the home? Just three times she sees you, that, you know, I don't love you. And Allah says, I don't love that person who wastes. And then there's two verses in the Quran about wastage. One Israf and one is Tabzir. Some Mufassirin say both are synonymous words. And others say that there's a slight variance in the meaning. Israf is also wastage, but the nature of the wastage is different. In Israf, like where you were supposed to use, say, 1 liter of water in wuzu, but you used 10 liters. If you managed yourself, then you could have used less water. In other words, where you needed to spend, but you spent more than what you were required to spend. That's called israf. So you need to spend this amount of water, but you will not spend that amount of water. That's one type of wastage. So now the same principle can be extended in different situations. Right? Whether it's water, whether it's wealth, whether it's whatever else. And the other word that has been used is tabdir. And those that say that it's not a synonymous word, it's got a different meaning, different shade of meaning altogether. They say tabzir refers to wasting as well, wasting wealth, but in haram avenues. like someone spent his wealth in a casino, right? In a gambling den. So he wasted the wealth, but in a purely haram avenue. There's no way that you could have said that this was a right avenue that he spent his wealth in. Now the warning there is even more severe. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The one that squanders, wastes, then he's the brother of shaitan. Imagine these two verses. One place, Allah says, I don't like the person. And the second place says, you're not my family, you're shaitan's family. Get out, you're shaitan's family. How do you feel? This thing, how do you feel? Allah is the one that is the beloved. He's saying, you're not from me, you're shaitan. Shaitan crowd. Shaitan gang. So, we just need to reflect. Allah is saying, you're not from my jamaat. Not from Hizbullah, from Hizbul Shaitan. Ulaika Hizbullah. So you're no longer from Hizbullah, now you're from Hizbul Shaitan. Now this wastage happens, as I said, in different ways. Sometimes it happens in wealth. So that's the only wastage that we know of. Wastage and wastage in wealth. But it's not just confined to wealth. Wastage in time, wastage in energy, these are all different forms of wastage. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. So they don't waste time in things that are useless pursuits. They don't waste time. In other words, they are wondering, they are thinking now, this is my time, this is my energy, and how do I need to invest it? I've come with little time, and I've come with limited funds, and then how do I invest all this? Because this time may go, and this funds may go, and they may never return back to me. So with these limitations of mine, what do I do? How do I manage myself? Often we hear the stories of Buzurgan e Din, etc. So the stories of Buzurgan e Din is a guide. What you're supposed to be doing. Why they are a guide? Because they understood the Quran and the Hadith more and better than us. Like you say, the Fuqaha, they understood the law of Deen better than we understand. So they knew how to apply the Hadith. They knew how to apply the Quran better than the rest of the Ummah. Because they knew how to apply it, so we follow them. So why do we follow the Buzurgan e Din? Because as far as the practice is concerned of Deen, they knew how to apply themselves as far as the practicality is concerned. Therefore, we need to follow them. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was in a gathering somewhere. One person came and insulted him. So Abu Bakr Raja's response was, if I am right, may Allah Ta'ala forgive you. And if you are right, میں اللہ تعالیٰ فورگیو می. اب میں پوچھتا ہوں کہ اب کچھ اور کہنے کی گنجائش ہے؟ Is there any, he left any room? In one sentence, he ended the whole thing. If I am right, then may Allah Ta'ala forgive you. And if you are right, may Allah Ta'ala forgive me. Finish. All court case is over. If it were one of us then, this thing would have taken years to resolve. But he said me this. How could he have said this? And I didn't steal his money. He's got no right to tell me this. I'm not his child. What he thinks of me? He doesn't know who I am. Where I'm coming from. You know? Yeah, because I don't have any social standing, so he's taking advantage of me. If I was also in that high league, he couldn't have told me this type of thing. So he'll make so much of tafsir of it. You get into the namaz, in the namaz also you see the same thing is ringing in your head. Yeah, but why did he have to tell me this? He thinks it's too naked. Yeah, he can go in jamaat and all that. He can sit in the khankah and make tasbih and all that. But he doesn't know how to talk to people. So much of tafsir will make so much of tafsir. Maghz ki chutney ban jayegi. So that was Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yahya sahab rahmatullahi alayh. He was the khadim of Mawlana Gangohi sahab rahmatullahi for approximately 14 years. So all the colors of Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullahi was in him. He would do khidmat, he would teach, and then he would sell kitabs. So that was his work. So he was parceling some kitabs to post. And as parceling the kitabs, one person came and saw him. Bad, quite in a bad way. So Mawlana just looked at him once and he carried on his work. Mawlana's one friend, close friend, Munshi Muhammad Hussein or someone, was around. He saw this whole scene. This person came again for the second day. Again he insulted him, saw him, bad, even worse. And he went away. Mawlana didn't look at him also the second time. The third day he did the same thing. So this Munshi Hussein, now he couldn't hold his anger. Because he was very friendly with Mawlana Yahya. Muli Yahya, tere muh mein koi zubaan nahi, tera thook kuch sook gaya, kuch kaha nahi jata tere se. You don't have a tongue to speak. Your saliva is all dried out, that you can't say anything. So Mawlana looked at him once and he carried on his work again. So he got even more irritated. Says, you're treating me like how you're treating that enemy of yours. What do you think of me? So when he got really worked up, so Mawlana says, alright, you know what? But you got a tongue in your mouth. You got saliva, your saliva hasn't dried out. You can answer. The whole story is ended up. If it were this day and time, then defamation of character. You would sue the person. And you will file a case against him of intimidation. And order of restraint. Give him an order of restraint. He must stay away from you. Won't these things happen? Now, that is why we quote this insolence of this awliya, Kiram Buzurghanadin. They help us to reason, right? Otherwise, our reasoning is all off. Offbeat. Yeah, it's a small thing now. He saw one time, two times, bas khalas. Bhai, tum khush ho gaye, theek hai, bas chalo. Let's move it. So much of time is saved. Right? So much of energy is saved. You saved yourself from trauma. But if you want to answer, then what happens? One is you've wasted your time. إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ. The feature, the characteristic of a believer is when a jahil speaks to him. Jahil means, doesn't mean a person that is ignorant only, but also refers, in this type of verses, it refers to a person who conducts himself in an ignorant fashion. In other words, he is educated, but at the time that he's behaving in that manner, he's behaving like an ignorant person. Right? Like how the Quran Sharif says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. That Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of that person who commits a wrong in ignorance. So what does ignorance mean here? Does it mean now that if you knew it and then your tawbah is not accepted? No. Yeah, what ignorance means is at that time that you were doing the wrong, then your mind was not fully recognizing the consequence of the wrong. Precisely at the time that you were doing the wrong, then your mind didn't go entirely over the consequence of the wrong. If your mind had covered the consequence of the wrong entirely, completely and fully, could you have done the wrong? You could have done the wrong. Imagine if you are casting a lustful glance at someone, right? And that girl's father is near you, he's got a loaded pistol with his finger squeezing the trigger just on your brain box, you know? Right, just like this. Would you have the heart to have any lustful glance? What will happen to the lust? It will bust, isn't it? Even there was lust, it will bust colors. So if your fear of Allah Ta'ala was like that, that Allah Ta'ala's control and command over me is greater than the control of this gunman on my head, then you will not feel anything. But the thing is, at that time, you don't have that level of consciousness. That's why I say a lot of times, Tabligh Jamaat people always say, Iman Yaqeen, Iman Yaqeen. What they say, to get your Iman Yaqeen right, to have that level of consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So, they're not wasting the time, they're not cutting grass. They're telling you that your bases are not right. If your base is right, then everything will fit in place. But now you've got no basis, you've got no foundation, and you want to put up a structure, it will just collapse. Straight will just collapse. So get that thing right. That's what they're telling you. Muhammad Ilyas had discovered, he put his finger on the pulse. He understood what was the problem of the Ummah. This is where they're going wrong. If you got that right, then everything will come right. Namaz will come right, zakat will come right, everything else will fall in place. But if this is not right, you're fixing up one thing, the other thing is getting damaged. Fixing the second thing, the other thing is getting damaged. So get to the root. إِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. So this wastage comes in different ways. But just that, we haven't understood, like I said, this verse here, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, and I said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, the same word. You didn't take cognizance of the consequence of the wrong. Had you taken cognizance of the consequence of the wrong, then you wouldn't have done it. But at the time you did the wrong, then your mind, your brain box just shut off. You did the wrong, then you came to say, hey, what I did, I caused it now for myself. You check that porn, then you say, hey, I caused it now. Insan also is very strange, very ajeeb. We ask Allah Ta'ala for rosy for the next 10 years, isn't it? We can help it for 100 years. Allah Pak, you know, my child couldn't come, then my grandchild, and I need a security plan. Allah Pak, you know, 5 million is not enough. I think 20 million maybe, just about will make it, you know. And that also, I need some type of a secure investment. Yeah. That must be a little bit secure. And you know, if the Allah Pak, you know, if the markets all crash in South Africa, then I need to have something in London as well. Allah Pak, make something there also. You know, that'll make a lot of ibadah for you, Allah Pak. So you're wheeling and dealing with Allah Ta'ala. What are you doing? You're wheeling and dealing with Allah Ta'ala. And I need to have something here, and something in London also. And then Allah Ta'ala, with all that, my death in Madinah Munawwarah. So much of wheeling and dealing with Allah Pak, Allah Pak will make maaf. The dua for us also, Allah Pak will make maaf for us. And Allah Ta'ala's grace is so great that He only asks you for this day's, this hour's namaz. He didn't ask you for Fajr namaz now. Did He ask you? Fajr namaz? Did He ask you for it now in advance? And your rosy, you asked for 100 years in advance. And His namaz, His obligations, only at that time, Fajr time. You can still go and rest, have. Enjoy yourself. I don't want this now. Only when the time kicks in, then you must remain namaz. See that? You see His grace, and you see our attitude. We want 100 years, 1,000 years in advance. Uski rahimi aur kareemi ki shan ko dekho. Look at His, look how rahim and how kareem Allah Ta'ala is. The problem is we only worship Allah Ta'ala with rants and cents. You know, calculate this, it's going to happen. But we don't see Him with love. We don't see Him with muhabbat. Kaash ki hamari muhabbat ki aankh khul jati. You know, if we only open our eyes with muhabbat. And muhabbat does wonders. We'll come back to this wastage problem. But muhabbat, it can do wonders. But just apply that muhabbat. Hazraji Rahmatullah had given an incident of muhabbat. In these eastern countries, they have dhobis. Dhobis is a washerman. A washerman, washerwoman. And like I explained early on, so you have families and families that are doing the same work. Like in Dioman, we had our Rahmatullah, right? So now his grandchild is doing the same work. We were there in 70, right? And now it's 2014, almost 40 years, right? And his grandchild is still doing the same dhobi work. I saw him now recently doing the same work. So that's how it works there. The whole khandan ka khandan wahi pesha karta hai. So the king's washing was being done by one dhobi. The dhobi was late, so his wife should do the washing. So the dhobi's son, he saw the princess's clothing. And he said, oh, let me do the washing here. So he did it. He took a liking for the clothing and he started doing the princess's clothing. So anyway, he did it once, twice, thrice. And he fell in love with the princess. But there's no mulaqat, there's no meeting up. Just looking at the clothing and he took a love, took a liking. His muhabbat, muhabbat ka karishma, the world of love, is a different world. As I say again, you know, we have fallen into the world of materialism. So we forgot love. We don't know what is love like. We see wealth, we dream wealth, we think wealth, and we bargain with Allah with wealth also. We deal with Allah Ta'ala with wealth. So our whole mind is clouded with wealth. Just they say that when Babur needed to come to the king's palace and give him a haircut, you see. So he's doing his hair, he's doing the king's hair, and he says to the king while he's doing the hair, that the barber is in India is like treated like the most menial. Most menial. Although in South Africa now, barber shop is like a most roaring business. 10 o'clock at night, you still see Pakistan is ascending it, isn't it? Roaring business. But in those days in India, it was the most menial business. They swear you, hajab kahin ka, they swear you like that. So the barber is doing the king's hair. You can imagine the most menial person in that society. So while he's doing the hair, so he's telling the king, you know, mera bachcha bhi jawan hai aur teri bachchi bhi jawan hai. Kya achcha hota? Ke, my son is also quite marriageable age and your daughter also is there already, you know. And you could just pair them up. King's face went red, like tomatoes. Eyes became red. And the anger became such that his hand is vibrating. Anyway, before he could do anything, he's sharing this whole incident with the wazir, with the minister. This is what he's saying, I want to behead him. Normally the king has unlimited powers. What is he saying? What is he talking? Such derogatory things he's talking. So the wazir said, no, this is a trial on what you do. See that chair of his where he's giving you the haircut, just move it to another room. And then see for the response, you know. So he moved the chair in another room. Now he's absolutely calm, not saying anything. So the king is starting him off, you know. You know, meri bachchi bhi jawan hai, aur tera bachcha bhi jawan hai, you know. Same song is giving it. You know? So the Baba, he said, hargis aisi baat nahi karni chahiye. Don't ever see such a thing. How can you ever see something? Baba is saying to the king, how can you ever talk about such a thing? Astaghfirullah, how can you see such a thing? So now the king says to the wazir, this is what happened. So the king, the wazir said, bring him back onto that old chair now, see. Brought him back again. Now the same song is saying, Mera bachcha bhi jawan hai, aur teri bachchi bhi jawan hai. So the wazir says, you know what? You know you were giving the haircut at the first spot. Just dig that place. He dug that place, there's a big, big treasure there. So that wealth had got to his brains. See, peso ka bhi ek garmi hoti hai, uska ek asar hota hai. Anyway, when you're studying in Deoband, so sometimes those days you should get a draft, you know. After every 2-3 months a draft comes. So it was like, no, sometimes the winter gets very severe. The chap just received his draft. He doesn't have a jersey, no jacket, nothing, he's carrying on. Yeah, wo paisa ki garmi hai. That paisa also got a garmi. You know? Okay. Paisa is normally, in the alam misal, it is likened to a snake. And a snake has got a lot of heat in it. See, it's got a lot of heat. So when you got it in your pocket, you feel very hot. So anyway, coming to the Razajiravan story, you see. So this incident ends up like this, that the wazir tells the king, by no fault of his, it is the asar of the treasure that is there that's causing him to think like this. Otherwise, he's got no intentions. Is that wealth? See, he's sitting on wealth, so that is ringing in his brains. He's thinking like this. Like we say, money makes funny, yeah? Same. So this Dhobi's son, and he's caught the washing. And now he sees the cloth and he falls in love. But there is no association, there's no meeting. He's reminiscing, you know. کہ اگر کپڑے اتنے خوبصورت ہو, اگر ملبوس اتنا خوبصورت ہے تو لابس کیسا خوبصورت ہوگا. کہ if the clothing is so beautiful, then the one that is wearing the clothing, what will be him like, you know? Can you see now, someone is not married now, 1920, the stories will be like very exciting for him. If someone is 10, 12 years in marriage now, for him it's all right, Shaiva. This is different. Anyway, this is also a phase that you go through. It's a good phase, but just that, exploit that phase. Use it for the right ends. The space is an excellent thing, but use it for the right thing. You can take a curve and you can do something beautiful. If you wasted, you wasted class. But if you just used it correctly, you can just fly, fly, fly. See, a lot of awliya, they were awliya when they were very young, 19, 20, 21. So when that first strike of love came, they took it in the right direction. When they took it, then they just went on. Right. So that's why I say this youth can do it. They can do it. And what they can do is like karamat, you know. But it's just that when you get that first strike of muhabbat, then you have to exploit it, use it, and then see how you fly. So he just saw the clothing and he's pondering about the user. Okay, if the clothing is so beautiful, what will be the user like? It's telling us, what it's telling us, okay, in this whole universe, one is the mazhar. Mazhar is the avenues of manifestation, you know, the areas of manifestation. Allah Pak's beauty is being manifest, right? Like you look at the sun, right? Now that is an expression of and a manifestation of what? The glory of Allah Ta'ala. So if that is so glorious, then what will be the glory of Allah Ta'ala? This is a minuscule reflection of His glory. It's just a reflection. So He, what will He be like? So this thing is not supposed to be worshipped. What is supposed to be worshipped is the one with the glory. See this 19th Sipara and this Bilqis, and when she went off, right? This is prostrating to the sun. Now you have also the Hindus, they prostrate to the sun. Right? Now they got confused, they confused their minds. How they confused their minds? They mistaken the manifestation for the original. This was just a manifestation. It wasn't the original. Like, you know, you see the reflection on the mirror, it is the original. It's just a reflection. Now someone holds on to that, like how you see a bird sometimes. I don't know if you've seen, sometimes you see on your window, if it's like got a good reflection, the small birds will come and pick. They don't realize they're picking glass. They feel it's another bird there, and they're picking on the thing. So it's mistaking the reflection for the original. I don't know if you've seen it. Happens, you know, you got a little bit of a shiny window, so that you can mistake the reflection for the original. So the same happened to Bilqis. She mistaken the reflection for the original. And she saw that glory of the sun, what the sun is doing. So she mistaken it for the original, and she went and worshipped that thing. So this is just a reflection. It is a guide to bring you to the original. It's a guide to bring you. But if you want to take the guide as the original, obviously you mistake. lost the path. But the guide can be used as a guide. Like how this dhobi, he fell in love, right? But he fell in love with what? With the manifestation, with the Grolli. Now, what he was supposed to do is take it from the onto the original. But now he's holding that. And he became so consumed, you know, overcome with love. Now, he's not getting to see the original. That is why when you ask for love, then the hadith says, was a dua min ghayri dharra'a mudirra wala fitna, was it as'aluka shawqan ila liqa'ika fi ghayri dharra'a mudirra wala fitnatin mudilla. That you ask for the love of Allah Ta'ala, but with some level of moderation. Fi ghayri dharra'a mudirra wala fitnatin mudilla. What is this saying? In other words, you're asking for love, but without any injury and pain. Because if that love, you accelerate it full, then you can deteriorate. Na khane ka tikana rahega, na kisi aur cheez ka, na sone ka tikana rahega. Because if you are so deep in love, you can't eat well, you can't think well, you can't sleep well, you are consumed with love. So deep. So the hadith is teaching you ask for love, but with moderation, so that everything else can carry on as well. Because you have to live a life in this world, and you have duties and obligations. Biwi, bacha, makan, all the obligations you got. Now if that love is accelerated full, can you then look at your other affairs? Can't. Because you'll be so consumed with that, all the other affairs get neglected. So you ask Allah Ta'ala for love, but with moderation. So that you got love also, but you can see to the affairs. Every other affair you can attend to. So, fi ghayri dharra'a mudirra. Without any harm, physical, mental. Because sometimes, if that love is accelerated, it can not only end up in a physical harm, even a mental harm. Because it's full now, you can't sleep, you're just thinking there. Mind is just there. Right? It's your mind now, mind plays games with you. And sometimes it takes things so seriously that you think to yourself, what's the point of life when I can't see my beloved? Mind is revolving around that. فِي غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُذِرَّ وَلَا فِتْنَةٍ مُذِلَّ. And this love mustn't be a fitna as well. Because sometimes, when the love is too deep, you know, it's too deep, then you can use some type of blasphemous statements as well. You know, when you're in love, right? So some statements that are derogatory can be used. So Allah protects us from using these type of statements as well. In Arabic, they call it idlal. You know, a simple example is a child, you're showing him love, right? So, kabhi wo naaz dikhata hai, kabhi niyaz dikhata hai, aur kabhi naaz dikhata hai. Naaz dikhata hai, in other words, he has a little bit of a pride over his father, over his elders, he have a little bit of pride, right? So in the pride that the child has got for his father or someone, sometimes he pulls the beard, someone will hit you, right? But you'll take his hand and kiss it, isn't it? Because you know, he's 1-year-old child, this is what he's expected to do, right? But now, as a grown-up person, as an adult, if you retaliate this manner to your father, will that be acceptable? Understand? So that love mustn't be turned out as a fitna. For a small person, or naz bardash kiya jata hai. Naz is not the naz bioscope, naz and shajan. Naz is something else. Our mind only goes into bioscope. I don't know if bioscope still exists, honestly, because every home got bioscope, no? Every pocket got a bicycle. अब पता नहीं वो है या नहीं है, पर सो मिन गैरी दर्रा मुदिर्रा वला फितनति मुदिल्ला. अंडरस्टूड व्हाट इज नाज? समझे? डू यू अंडरस्टैंड? थोड़ा थोड़ा. नहीं समझे? आई गिव यू द एग्जांपल ऑफ दिस चाइल्ड बाय how does he respond to love? When you are loving him, right, then he exceeds the limit. He'll slap you, he'll pull your beard, he may say, Father, you know, above it, you know, you're not doing right. He may say some statement at that age, 1 year, 1.5 years, but he's saying it, is he saying it with enmity or is he saying it with pride over you? With pride. Now that when he says something with pride, outwardly it seems that he's doing wrong. But the motivation, the catalyst in it is not wrong. But outwardly, it seems wrong. It's disrespectful, isn't it? Like he's saying, Abba, why you did this? Or you pulled your beard, right? Was it the right thing for him to do? Wasn't right. But because of his age, you overlook that. But if an elder does this, is that acceptable? Not acceptable. So this is called Naz. So, Naz is opposite of Niyaz. Niyaz is like humility. And Naz, though it is, the catalyst in it is right, but the outward expression is a little bit of an expression of aggression. Though the catalyst is like you're taking pride over the person, but you, like for example now, the wife will take pride over the husband. Says, Zaid, you better come here on time. Huh? Don't go anywhere now. Right. So, it doesn't mean that she's bullying you, but she's talking with pride now. Hey, you don't go anywhere now. See, I prepared for you. So you better come and eat by me, my place. Don't go this place, this auntie, that auntie, and don't go everywhere. Come and eat here. So when she said that, what she said, out of what? Out of hate, out of spite, out of aggression, then out of what? Out of pride. She's got a love for you. But the way she carried herself was not respectful. But because of the pride that she has over you, she will say such a thing. So it's tolerated. But now if the same type of relationship is with Allah Ta'ala, then that amounts to disrespect in the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala. And that disrespect can amount to kufr, disbelief. You understand? So therefore the hadith is putting a break. مِنْ غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُدِرَّ وَلَا فِتْنَةٍ مُدِلَّ. Understood now? Ab ek baat ko hijja karne ki zarurat tafsir, 20 minutes only got on that. Anyway, at least something sunk in, isn't it? In spite of the density. I'm not tired of this. Yeah. अब तो मुझे यकीन हो गया. I'm convinced कि इल्म तो महज अहले ईमान के पास होता है. इल्म इज ओनली एक्सपीरियंस विद ईमान. और जो अहले ईमान नहीं होते तो उनके पास इल्म नहीं है. दे डोंट हैव ब्रेन्स, दे डोंट हैव दैट इंटेलिजेंस. इंटेलिजेंस ओनली विद ईमान. एंड इफ देयर इज नो ईमान दैट द पर्सन डजंट हैव इंटेलिजेंस. Then he's prepared to say his grandfather's a monkey, donkey, whatever. No brains, you see. No brains, no respect. So he can trace his things to anybody. It's shocking they still talk about this evolution, all that. Whereas it's proven that it was only a hypothesis, right? And the person who did this, he took some type of a chemical. He took a human skeleton and jammed it up with a monkey skeleton, with a skull or something, and he put some type of a chemical. Right? That chemical makes that thing look very old now. Like he'll put it, trace it back about 1,000 years with that chemical. He did that, right, and he got away. He got away, he died. The scientists that came afterwards, they caught the thief in him. scientists that came after, they caught the thief in him. Now they caught the thief in him, but they're still selling the same story. In the university, you come, you do medicine, so you must do all this nonsense. You must write an article on evolution, Darwin, whatever, whatever. Like, yeah, bakwas. So anyway, we're talking about this dhobi and the story here, right? So that dhobi, he fell into this love, and he got consumed. This is where I was explaining this hadith, you know. مِنْ غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُدِّرَّ وَلَا فِتْنَةِ مُدِّرَّ That love consumed him. When it consumed him, his condition deteriorated. Can't eat, can't sleep. So the mother getting ghabarat now, that this only one and only child I've got of mine, and he's getting ghabarat about this girl here. And I'm going to leak it out to the princess. Hey, the whole family will be tabah. They'll all get destroyed just now. I can't go leak it to the princess. So how can I stop this whole thing? So one day she came into the house, she saw the son, and his condition is deteriorating. So he says to his, she says to his, her son, okay, you know that princess died, you know. He got a heart attack and he died straight away. Straight away died. Now mother is thinking, what I went to do, what happened here? Because she was living for this, he was living for that princess. His whole mind was consumed. The love was so deep. Right? So he couldn't tolerate it. He fell on straight. You see, the same, this dhobi's incident, if you can apply it to Allah Ta'ala. Because everything that we see is the mazhar of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. It's a reflection of Allah Ta'ala's beauty. He applied it to the cloth. You apply it to Allah Ta'ala. But then sometimes I think of beauty, right? It's just in two things. Beauty is in two things, right? In color and shape. Anything else? Think of beauty very, very, very carefully. It's only in color and shape. Tell me, is there anything else? Anything else? I'm doing after analysis, but I want to see if anybody sees anything else. That beauty, when you see beauty, right? We're talking only beauty. We're not talking of sound, right? So beauty is in what? In what? Only color and shape, isn't it? Any third thing, tell me. So for color and shape, what we don't do, millions go away just for color and shape. Yeah, but this trigger is right, this figure is not right. So what's it behind? It's only the color and the shape. Now, Allah Pak, look at the grandeur, the splendor, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. He just threw out two things, just beauty and shape. And the whole world went mad. Just two things, just shape and color. Just for the shape and color, what you didn't do? Is it right or not? Just think about it. So this is just two dimensional. Akhirat, I don't know how many dimensions there will be of love and beauty. Yeah, just two dimensional. And for the two dimensional, the whole world goes mad. In the akhirat, what dimensions of beauty Allah Ta'ala will bring about? So now the mother doesn't know what to do. In the meanwhile, now she has to do the washing and the pressing of the clothing of the princess. Now she is doing the washing and the pressing and she is delivering it. The princess is saying, but you know, this cloth doesn't have the finish like it used to have. It's obvious though, that has had a finish of love. That had the finishing of love. What he was be doing, how he's packing it up, and the way he's pressing it and whatever. It had that finish. Now she's not seeing it. She doesn't see it there. So Shivanan, that princess is complaining. I don't see that finish like it used to be. So she tried to avoid the whole story this way, that way, not working out. princess complained again, second, third time. You have to tell me what's happened. Tell me now. Because she could notice that this woman was holding back something. Eventually, she had to divulge. This is what happened. The moment she divulged, the princess thought to herself, "Cause this person didn't even see me, and he had entertained such a love for me. Just seeing my clothing, and he had such a love for me." She got a heart attack and she died. Like a real Romeo and Juliet story, isn't it? Hazarji Ramatai told us the story. But it's just to show us ke mazhar ko dekh karke asal ko dekho. When you see the reflection, then from the reflection try and work yourself to the origin. With the reflection, try and work yourself to the origin. Don't get stuck on the reflection only. Work yourself. If the reflection is like this, to phir asal kaisa hoga? Kya hoga? Kya kuch nahi hoga? Then work yourself. You know, I'm showing you ways how to enhance love. But our love, like I said, is only shape and color. Anything, any third thing. It's just, bol Ilyas, tum to purane aadmi hai. Textures. Bhai, how could you say texture, Mora? I give all these things a thought and then I'm telling it things. Because tell me the truth, when you went for a proposal, you felt the texture. I did all my homework properly and then I'm delivering here. Or you just saw the looks. So it's only the looks and the color, nothing else. Texture was afterwards. After the fixture. But something mischievous is coming in my mind. Did she see your texture also? Anyway, our relationship is different from Ilyas. I can speak to him. You can't do that, you see. Sometimes it is a relationship, but the relationship is different. So sometimes it's stupidity. If I have that, I can do it because I've got the relationship. But that doesn't mean you must do that as well. That stupidity is naivety, right? The reason is that every person must be shown respect. According to his maqam, his position, he must be shown respect. Sometimes when we are joking, then we have a relationship so the two individuals, they don't mind. Like that old woman came and asked for Jannat, right? So the Bishan said, you know, old woman, there's no Jannat for old woman. Hags, the Jannat won't have no hags. She started crying. So Rabbi Sam cheered up that you'll go into Jannat, but as a young woman. But now they got the relationship with Nabi Sam. So Nabi Sam, if he joked with them, then they took it with pleasure, with cheer. Right? But everybody can't go and joke with your auntie or granny like that. Can you joke like that? You can't joke like that. But Nabi Sam did it from that level. So you need to understand these things. That if you see your elder doing something, then can you do it? Should you do it? In some places you can do it, not in all places. Right? Like for example, today that's a problem, you see, that the brains are all deficient. You see your elder doing something and you want to do it. Like sometimes you see an elder is shouting his son. The elder may be about 85, 90 years of age. He's shouting his son. Son is about 60, 70 years of age, right? Say, Gadiro, Gadiro Kena? Your donkey, the father is shouting the son. The son may already be a grandfather as well. Right? But the grandson can't tell his father, your donkey. Can he say that? It was the old man, he could say his son like that. But the great grandson can't talk to the father. He can't say, no, I saw my elders doing this, I'm going to do that. Now, the reasoning is all corrupt, you see. Strangely, this type of simple things you have to talk about it because people don't have that comprehension. They can't digest, they can't put things in place. Anyway, we're talking of wastage and we move on to love. Muhabbat. It's a continuation from the afternoon. But I'm showing one way, one stepping stone towards love. Ke khuda ke mazahir ko dekh karke asal ko dekhne ki koshish karo. Okay, what beauty Allah Pak has kept. You look at the fruit. One thing. Look at the strawberry. How Allah Pak has designed it. That thing is going to go in the stomach, isn't it? And what's going to be the end of it, you know, right? But how Allah Ta'ala has designed that thing. The texture, the beauty, the color, the presentation. For you, for what? Why he's done that? Just to catch your eye. For the delight of your eye, he's done so much. That each fruit, and for your eyes to be delighted. So can you see the love of Allah Ta'ala, even for the chi of your eye, how beautiful he's designed it. Whereas you know, that thing is going to come on the table, we'll finish it and it's gone, khalas. But for that moment, your eyes are delighted. لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ It's not just eating it, but also it brings about a little bit of quality, design, beauty, etc. So you can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, in everything, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ In everything you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is a little bit of reflection, think about it. Look at the beauty of Allah ta'ala reflecting in different avenues. We can't be just consuming the favors of Allah Ta'ala without reflecting, without pondering, without thinking of Him. Look at the beauty in everything that we take, everything that we do, look at the beauty in it. Otherwise, now there's no difference between a man and an animal. Animal just goes, just grazes, carries on, nothing, can't reflect, can't think. The difference between a man and every other creation is Allah has given him the ability to reflect, to ponder, to reflect, to contemplate. Small things now, and you look at the mandarin, how beautifully Allah has designed it, the color, the texture, and then the inside of it, how it is designed, how it is planned. Did you ever think, whose creation, whose handiwork is this? Who's done all this? So in everything you can see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. And from that beauty, then it must lead you to love. You see that, and then that must lead you to love. So, I'm showing you one of the ways that will lead you eventually to love. You know, you're talking of tariqa kalandar, that short way to love. So, in everything you ponder, look at the handiwork of Allah Ta'ala, look at the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, the handicraft of Allah Ta'ala. And then, see, He's created all this for you. Look at a rose, look at the petal, look at the beauty and the fragrance. For who He's done it? Just for the comfort of your eye, not for the comfort of a donkey. The donkey won't appreciate it. The cat won't enjoy it. It's the comfort of your eye that He's designed it so with so much of beauty. There's so many other plants. You go to a botanical garden, and how He's designed everything. With the colors, the arrangement, the color, the design, and the works, you know, every aspect of it, how He's designed the thing. And for who He did it. For who? For the comfort of your eye. For anything else. It is squarely for the comfort of your eye that He's done it. Then when He's done so much for you, then don't you have an obligation to Him? He's done so much, that is just the looks. Then the taste is a different thing. Every fruit and it's a different taste. Every fruit and a different taste. The one fruit got so many varieties. Grapes and so many varieties. One is the color, then is the design, then is the taste. And in one fruit, there's so many varieties, right? And each one got a different, unique taste. Chosar is one different taste. And the seri is a different taste completely. Complete different taste. But for who Allah did all this, for who He did? for Hazrat Insan, so that Insan can think about these things. Enjoy also. Kulu mir rizqi rabbikum washkurula. Look at this verse now. Now after all this explanation, I look at the verse. Kulu mir rizqi rabbikum washkurula. After you've enjoyed it, now get into love with him. Then love Allah Ta'ala. Understand him. When you understand him, then you'll appreciate him. But you're eating كَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. We just pass by that thing like donkeys, we're just passing by and not even reflecting, not contemplating, not pondering anything. Then is it, are we worth our salt then? Then we go past all these signs of Allah Ta'ala and we don't even reflect, don't even bat an eye, don't even think, don't even ponder. Can we call ourselves human being? Think for a moment. So that is the lesson we learned for today, is these different manifestations of the glory of Allah Ta'ala that we see, whether in plants, whether in fruit, whether in food, whatever, we need to reflect over it. My intention with all this is just for you to get an introduction to the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Although I may be insignificant, but sometimes these type of things can become the means of our najat. There was one muqarrib, orator, used to give bayans, olden times, Ammar. So he passed away. When he passed away, so at the interrogation, Allah Pak told him, see, you know what you were, right? But we forgive you on account of this, is in your bayans, whatever your intention was, to introduce people to Allah Ta'ala, to lead them on. They may not feel uncomfortable with Allah, they may feel comfortable, they may be in love with Allah Ta'ala, they may have an introduction, a lead to Allah Ta'ala, that was your intention. Though you don't deserve maghfirat, but because your intention was to connect people to my love, to make them feel comfortable with Allah Ta'ala, to familiarize them with Allah Ta'ala, that was the intention. So that was your intention. On account of that, we forgive you. So that's the intention, is to just get you connected. Allah Pak tawfiq naseeb kare. We'll make dua today. Will Yaqub?
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم يا ربنا اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بعد القضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك ولذة النظر إلى وجهك غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أمي الله مي كريم الله مي رحيم الله. يا الله we cannot thank you enough. يا الله يا الله you blessed us. يا الله you blessed us with the best of everything. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, you blessed us with Iman, Ya Allah. You blessed us with this presence in your house, Ya Allah. You blessed us in the company of the Sulaha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot thank you enough, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us complete forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Forgive all our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a festa for our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you had to take us to task for one ni'mat of yours, Ya Allah, we'll fail miserably, Ya my Allah. Don't take us to task, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nurture us with the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nurture us with your love, Ya Allah. Allahumma zuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa ita'ata rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right till the first people in our families that accepted Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our akabirin, Ya Allah. The sahaba ikiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. The tabi'in, the tabi'a tabi'in. The muhaddithin, the fuqaha, Ya Allah. All the musannifin of the kitabs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Grant them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. All their progenies also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless their progenies also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look after their progenies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and keep, make the progenies, the sahaba's progenies, the tabi'a tabi'in's progenies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah, and grant them prosperity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the khilafat to the Quraysh, Ya Allah. All our brethren in the Arab lands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ignite that fire of Iman once again in them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when that fire was ignited in the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, then they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, ignite that fire again, once again in our burden, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The Muslims are suffering all over, Ya Allah. Bring us back onto Sunnah, Ya Allah. Bring us back onto Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Sunnat e Kamila ki Kamil ittiba'a nasib farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mere ghaflat mein dooba hua dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Muflisana amadam dar kue tu. شيئا لله از جمال اے میرے اللہ یا اللہ ان ورز اف حضرت گنگوئی رحمت اللہ رضی اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ یا اللہ grant us one small iota of the love that the صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ had for نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمیں تو سچ چسکا پلا دے یا اللہ grant us the true love یا اللہ یا اللہ we haven't appreciated all your ni'mats یا اللہ forgive us یا اللہ don't take us to task on the day of قیامت یا اللہ don't take us to task on the day of قیامت یا اللہ we'll fail miserably یا اللہ you see us too یا اللہ Ya Allah, you see us through all our tests and trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, when the time comes to meet you, Ya Allah, then just like how you got us in the company of your sulaha, Ya Allah, in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then raise us amongst your sulaha and your chosen ones, Ya Allah. Fatiha as-samawati wal-ard. Anta waliyu fi dunya wal-akhirah. Tawaffana muslimin wal-hiqna bis-salihin. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, bless us. Bless us with the Jame Kothar from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And oh my Allah, don't make it such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to turn away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we won't be able to stand. We haven't fulfilled the hukuk. Don't take us to task, Ya Allah. Ey mere Mola, mere Kareem Aqa, Ey Allah, Umar Daraz tak deen ki khidmat, کھلی کھلی دل کے ساتھ نصیب فرما قدم قدم پر ہاتھ پکڑ کے تمام امور میں ہمارے رہنمائی اور رہبری فرما اے اللہ اے اللہ we all came here for our اصلاح یا اللہ عزت و عافیت کے ساتھ ہمارے اصلاح تکمیل تک پہنچا دے یا اللہ we're not worthy of it یا اللہ but you bless us یا اللہ You bless us, Ya Allah. Only out of your karam and mercy, Ya Allah. Bless us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari islah takmeel tak pahuncha de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't undergo all those tests, Ya Allah, that all the akabirin went through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we won't be able to lead the hunting dogs and clean the toilets, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we weak, Ya Allah. Despite our weakness, Ya Allah, you granted us the best of everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannat also grant us the best of everything, Ya Allah. Bila hisab kitab ke. Ya Allah, bless our Hazratul long life with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Let his saya be over us for a long time, Ya Allah. With ease and afiyat and izzat, Ya Allah. Allah, ultimately it's your ihsan, Ya Allah. But as that ihsan of us, Ya Allah, we can't repay, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, that family, Ya Allah.
His progeny, Ya Allah. His parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. What examples our Akabirin have led for us, Ya Allah. What examples our Akabirin have set for us, Ya Allah. We're not even fulfilling 1% of it, Ya Allah. One iota of it, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. We haven't set an example for the future generations, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but this, let us take a step towards it, Ya Allah. You show us the way, Ya Allah. Haath pakad ke rehbari mai rehbari farma, Ya Allah. We don't know what to do, Ya Allah, but you show us, Ya Allah. We are weak, absolutely weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan has passed, Ya Allah. Don't let it be such that we have not been forgiven, Ya Allah. Only out of your sheer grace and mercy, oh my Allah, forgive us. Only out of your sheer grace and mercy, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh my Allah. Bring this ummah back onto sunnah, Ya Allah. With ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. With love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the youth are gone astray, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Our women folk have gone astray, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. It's all because of our weaknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, reignite that iman in our hearts, Ya Allah. Reignite that iman in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are acknowledging our weaknesses, Ya Allah. ہم اقرار مجرم ہے اے میرے اللہ یا اللہ ہم اقرار مجرم ہے اے میرے اللہ یا اللہ forgive us یا اللہ forgive the entire ummah of محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ let this Ramadan let this night be a turning point in all our lives یا اللہ let it be such that we once again become soldiers of Islam, Ya Allah. That we once again become torchbearers of Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Those examples that Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali set for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We'll never be able to match up to them, Ya Allah. But at least some portion, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. There's no change in your magnanimity, Ya Allah. There's no change in your qudrat, Ya Allah. Eh, mere Allah, tu qadir mutlak hai, Ya Allah. You are the same Allah that helped the Sahaba in Badr, Ya Allah. In the same Allah that helped the Sahaba in Uhud, Ya Allah. It's just our weaknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen us, Ya Allah. You strengthen us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Grant them shifa, ajila, kamila, mustamira, daima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right till the end of our lives, Ya Allah. Grant us full use of all our limbs, our organs, our faculties, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, keep our thinking straight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, that tawfiq is lifted up for one bat of an eyelid, 1 second, Ya Allah, we are doomed. Ya Allah, don't remove that, Ya Allah. Keep our thinking in line, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good health, Ya Allah, so that we may make the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are in any problem whatsoever, Ya Allah, you solve the problem with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Those that are maqruz, Ya Allah, with halal, tayyib, pak rizq, Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, remove them from their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have children that are not married yet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those people that are intend to get married, Ya Allah, and they don't have suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah, you grant them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with nek, pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those children that are causing taklif to their parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the children nek and salih, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those husbands that are making zulm on their wives, Ya Allah. O may Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah, bless their husbands with proper understanding so they may reform, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those husbands that are being caused taklif to their wives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah, bring love and muhabbat in their homes, Ya Allah. O may Allah, there's no shortage in your treasures. Ya may Allah, there's no shortage in treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with that which we have asked for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that which we have not asked for, Ya Allah, you bless us also, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Make some zikr for some time.